This is Don Drysdale. Many great athletes are remembered for the great battles they have won, sometimes against impossible odds. But the greatest honor any sports figure can receive is to be remembered for a loss, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. This program is brought to you as a public service of this station on behalf of your local Army representative. Today's Army will teach you a specialty that can provide you with an interesting future. See your nearby Army recruiter soon and find out what today's Army can offer you. Now, today's story. I said that being remembered for a loss can be a great honor. Well, it can be an honor if your career record only had one loss, and all the rest were victories. Of course, not many athletes can boast of a record like that. In fact, I don't know of any men or women that can do that. But there is one superstar, a horse. And it's a horse you've probably heard of. The greatest racehorse that ever lived, Man O' War. He ran 21 races in 3 years. He won every single one of them except one. In fact, in 1 year, he won all 11 races that he was entered in. He was great. And even today, no one will argue with the fact that Man O' War was unbeatable. The greatest of the thoroughbreds. Big Red, they called him, and he was an awe-inspiring animal. There was never any question in anyone's mind about whether he could win. He had winner written all over him from the day he was born. It was only a question of how much and how often he'd win. By the time Man O' War was full grown, he could go 28 feet in a single stride. His speed, strength, and determination made him a frightening opponent. Winners never made a lot of money betting on Man O' War. They got odds like 11 to 20 or 9 to 11, or in one race, 1 to 100. In that race, you had to bet $100 to win one. And you know, in that race, a well-known gambler put down a bet of $100,000 just to win $1,000. Now, that's how sure people were that Big Red would not lose. But he did lose one time, and that's what I'll tell you about in just a moment. First, here's some important news from today's Army. It takes more than one person to make a winner. When I was pitching baseball, I knew there were a lot of people on and off the field backing me up. Well, it's the same in the combat arms of today's Army. Armor, infantry, artillery. Tough young men working together overcoming a challenge. To accomplish the mission, go with the first team and join the people who've joined the Army. Now back to our story. It's about the greatest racehorse who ever lived, Man O' War, and the only time he ever lost. I never had that kind of luck with any of the horses that I own, believe me. It was August 13, 1919, the Sanford Memorial Stakes at Saratoga, New York. Man O' War was the big favorite at 11 to 20. The jockey was the best rider in the country. That was Johnny Leftis. A lot of people lost money that day because Man O' War looked like a cinch. He had won the first 6 races of the season, and this one looked like a surefire 7th. There was only one other horse that could rival Man O' War, a fast-starting 2-year-old named Golden Broom. As the horses entered the starting gate, Man O' War was much calmer than you would expect from a highly competitive racing machine. Most racehorses are skittish and excited before a race. Man O' War seemed almost at ease as they stood waiting for the starter's bell. And then they were off. Maybe Man O' War was a little too much at ease. He was caught flat-footed at the post as the other horses jumped to early leads. Golden Broom led the way. At the first turn, Man O' War was still 7 lengths behind the pack. As they thundered down the straightaway on the far side of the field, Man O' War was still last and boxed in. As they came around the far turn, Big Red pulled to the outside. Then, as his long legs found room to stretch out, he began passing horses. He was 6th, 5th, 4th, now 3rd, and right behind Golden Broom as they reached the stretch. Then he pulled into 2nd place, and as the finish line rushed toward him, Man O' War began inching past the leading horse. But time ran out. As they crossed the finish line, Man O' War was still a nose behind. In another few yards, he would have pulled away, but that was too late. That slow start had cost the world's finest horse a victory. The only time he didn't win. And the horse he lost to? Well, listen to this name. That horse's name was Upset. And this is Don Drysdale. And I'll be upset if you don't race right down to your Army recruiters and join the people who've joined the Army. Until next time, so long, everyone.